Bible to Matthew chapter 5. And a little different tonight, brother. I'm not as loud as Caleb was, but I'm going to tell you, that was one great message this morning. The Sunday school was really good, and then Brother Caleb came and put the icing on top of the cake, and that was so good this morning. And if you really get a hold of what he was preaching about, it'll change your life. Change your life. If you have your Bibles, chapter 5, I'm going to start reading at verse 12. If you would you stand in honor of God's Word? I believe this word is worthy of honor. This is the most valuable, tangible thing we have in this world. I mean, I set it down somewhere. I don't want nothing on top of it. I want it to be on top. I believe it's worth more than anything else you could have in this world. It is the most valuable thing that we have. Aren't you glad God gave us His Word? Aren't you glad tonight we have the Word of God that we can open up? We can stand here and honor His Word and read about God in His Word. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. I'm thrilled. Amen. Verse 13. The Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." Then the Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world." That's us now. Ye are the light of the world. "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Our Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, this evening for being so good to us and loving us and your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for all the singing. And Lord, we thank you for these that have gathered here tonight. And Lord, I want to thank you for this opportunity to stand behind the sacred desk. God, it's not us, it's you, Lord. I pray, God, you'd manifest yourself here this evening. God, that you've already showed us your Spirit here this night. I thank you, Lord, for the good songs and the good singing. I thank you for the good Spirit. But God, most of all, I want to thank you for being you. God, now have your will in your way, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Lord, encourage your saints. Lord, if there be any lost and undone in here this evening, God, I pray, Father, they might come to know you, the full pardon of sin. God, whatever said and done, I pray, God, you'd be glorified and well pleased. Have your way now, dear Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for standing in honor of God's Word. We were singing earlier, "Send the Light." Does anybody know what's on top of the beside the pasture? What's on top of your track rack back there? What's it say on top of there? Anybody know? Does anybody know what's on top of the track rack? Anybody else know? The Bible, I'm pretty sure it says, "Send the light." Yeah. I think that's what it says. I don't know how often you have to fill that track rack. Amen. Oh. I'm not here to scold you tonight. I promise you I'm not. I'm not here to test you. But I just happened to walk in and that track rack's right in front of me. And on top of it, it says, "Send the light." And then we sang the song, "Send the light." And then we've read the scripture and it says, "Ye are the light." You are the light of the world. Do you realize and understand tonight that we're the light for the Lord Jesus Christ in this world, in this lost and dying world? We are the light. God wants to use us. I understand He's the light of the world, but the Bible says, "Ye are the light." He uses us in this world. Now, I just like to ask you, how do you send your light? What are you doing with your light? If you are the light of the world, what are you doing with the light? The Bible says you don't put it under a bushel, but you put it up on a candlestick, up where people can see it, where it'll shine light. And I would like to ask you tonight, how is your light shining? Is it under a bushel? Do people know who you are and what you are? And you say, who am I? I'm a Christian. I'm glad to say tonight, I am a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm a Christian. I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm glad I know where I'm going. I'm glad I can read His Bible and understand it by the Holy Spirit of God. I'm glad I'm a Christian tonight. Amen. Do people know that you're a Christian? I'd like to just bring some scriptures out tonight to how we might be show the world that we're a Christian. I'd like to maybe shed some light on how we could be the light. Amen. If you would turn over to Colossians chapter 3. And when you find your place in chapter 3, I'm going to look down at verse 15. When you find that, if you would say amen. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 15. The Bible says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. One body. Be thankful. What else does it say? It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Here comes the light now. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's what we've been doing tonight. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed the singing. I enjoyed the when we were singing the hymns. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed whenever they got up here and sang. I really enjoyed when these young folks got up here and sang, praise be to God. That's the next light. That's the light that's coming. Amen. We're not going to be here forever. The next generation has got to carry that light. But the Bible says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen. Now, whatsoever you do, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what problems you might have. It doesn't matter what's happening in the world. It doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. The Bible says, whatsoever, look what it says, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. How? Giving thanks to God and the Father in Him. I mean, every time I looked, I seen something more this way. Look at that. Y'all sit and look at that all the time. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Y'all sitting there, praise God. Every now and then it gives you a little nudge. You might be on the right track tonight, preacher. I mean, give thanks. How do you shine your light? By giving thanks. Amen. Some people say, well, I don't know scriptures and I don't know how to witness. Did you ever just give thanks in front of somebody? You know something I found? A lot of people are thankful when things are going right. A lot of people are excited when things are going right. And when things are going right, it's how they act. Boy, they're happy and thankful and joyful. And when things start going wrong, it seems like the thanks goes away. It says, in all things, be thankful. It's not how we act. I'll tell you what people are looking for. It's how you react. When things start happening, the world looks at you and goes, how's he acting now? Is he still giving thanks? Is he still happy? Is he still shouting the victory? Is he still thrilled about the Lord Jesus Christ? Is he still raising his hands and rejoicing in the Lord? Or has his reaction changed? I'm a preacher. I've gotten so I don't ask people how they are anymore. I'm worried about asking someone how they are. Boy, the list gets longer and longer and tougher and worse and worse. And I'm not saying we shouldn't share our burdens with one another, but I'm talking about just, you know, the first thing you ask someone, hey, how you doing? Whoa, boy, I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I wouldn't have asked that. Whatsoever you do in word and deed, do it in all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Let's look over in Philippians 4. I think it's in my Bible. Philippians chapter 4. And 4. Chapter 4 and 4. I got one amen. Amen. There you go. Hallelujah. We'll get out real quick here this way. We got one more. Amen. Philippians 4 and 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. It says rejoice always. That means all the time. Let your moderation be known unto men, that the Lord is at hand. Look what it says now. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. How? With thanksgiving, let your quest be known unto God. And the peace of God which passes understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Do you know how to get the peace of God? Start thanking Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my God. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you. If you can't go on for a little while and thank God for what He's done, there's something wrong. I mean, if you just can't brag on Him and thank Him for a little while, I don't care what your situation is. It says in all things, it says be careful for nothing, but in everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Watch how things turn around when you're having problems when you start thanking God. Watch how things turn around. Just watch and see what happens. Let's look over in Ephesians. I was just trying to give you something here to encourage you a little bit. Ephesians chapter 5. Let me make sure I got the right one here. In Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 15. Amen. One. Young lady, I sure want to thank you this morning for getting up and praying with that young lady at the altar. I want to thank you for that. I don't know if you noticed that young lady this morning at the altar and this young lady here up there and praying with her. I don't know whether you knew her. I don't know where your friends. But I sure want to thank you for doing that. We need to encourage people at the altar. Boy, I make a difference. I was so blessed this morning to see that. I was so blessed. Ephesians 5:15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Look what it says. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one another in the fear of the Lord." When are we supposed to thank the Lord? Always. In all things. Always give thanks. When someone sees you going through something and you can praise God and thank Him for what you have and who you are, they're going to think a whole lot different about what you got. It's no wonder the world don't want what a lot of Christians have, because they don't see anything different in them than that there is in the world. But boy, I'm going to tell you, church, if you'll just sit back and start thanking God in the midst of the problems, in the midst of the troubles, You'll see a world looking at you a whole lot different. There's something different about this guy. He's thanking the Lord whenever he's going through a trial or a tribulation or a sickness or a problem. I don't care what it is. If the world sees you thanking him, they'll think a lot different about you. How do you shine your light? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's look over in Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Isn't it amazing how often he puts us in here?
Amen.
I got three. They're starting to get it, preacher. That's the only way I can get an amen, so I want to get all I can get. Hallelujah. Chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Look what it says. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything are you supposed to give thanks? In some things or in everything? I believe everything. I've done read enough scripture now that you ought to understand that we ought to just go ahead and be thankful.
Amen.
We ought to just go ahead and thank the Lord Jesus Christ for who He is, what He is, what He's done. I mean, you ought to be able to run off a whole list in front of everybody and their brother and just tell them how good God is.
Amen.
And how thankful you are that you know Him. Isn't it amazing? Psalm 105. My. What are you doing on these scriptures? That's what the Bible's for, amen.
Amen.
I haven't said anything. All I have done is read. I've just read some scriptures. And all the scripture says is we're to give thanks in all things, all the time, no matter what's going on. That's what the scripture says. Psalm 105. Hallelujah. We're getting there. Verse 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name. Now look what it says next. Make known His deeds among the people. How do you make known His deeds among the people? How do you let your light shine? I want you to get this before I'm finished tonight. We can finish up real early. How do you let your light shine? By giving thanks. Amen. Look what it says. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of His wondrous works. When you're in the hospital, on your back, and having problems, do you know how good God is? Do you know how thankful I am that I know Him? Yeah, but you got cancer and you're dying. Do you know how good God is? Yeah, but I'm broken. I lost my job and I don't have enough. Do you know how good God is?
Yeah.
Do you know how thankful I am to know the Lord Jesus Christ? It says in all things, He says, and make known His deeds among the people. How do you do that? By giving thanks. Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of His wondrous works. Glory ye in His name. In His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore.
Amen.
Remember His marvelous works that He hath done. His wonders and His judgments in the mouth. If you don't brag about God, who is? If you're not going to brag on Him, who's going to brag on Him? Look at Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all His praise? I'll tell you who can. A Christian can. Because it's Him in you. It's Christ in us that can give us the victory over this world. Give us the victory over our sickness. Give us the victory over the things that are going on in the world. Give us the victory. It's Him. How can you utter anything else but Him? I don't know about you. I get to talking to people, and it's I'm I'm in amazement sometimes. Every now and then the Lord will let me preach a little something. And it seemed like God might have really used me. You know, I feel good about it. And you go back in the back and you'll start shaking hands and people come up and say, "Did you see that ball game yesterday? Did you see that tackle? Did you see? What about the wonderful works of God? What about how good He is? Did you see that touchdown He made? Did you see that person get saved? Why are we not bragging more about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Why are we not more? No wonder the world doesn't think any difference of us. Look at Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Look at verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How simple can it be? Let your light shine. Do you got it under a bushel? Well, I go to church 3 times a week. I tithe. I'm even going to go help the preacher clean the back room this week. That's all good. Please come clean the church. That's good. But what's this church for? It's to bring the lost in. I mean, I come here and get encouraged. I go to church, get encouraged. I get encouraged when I come to church. This is a filling station. Amen. And the world out there is where we're supposed to spend our gas. That's where we're supposed to burn our gas up, out there. And how do we do that? Let the redeemed, give thanks unto the Lord for His good and His mercy endureth forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How do I do that? I just go brag on God. You go through Walmart line. Do you know how good God is? Do you know what He's done for me? I don't know about you. I don't like lines. I hate them. I hate waiting. I'm guilty. But I have found that a great opportunity to turn around to the guy behind me and say, "Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know what He did for me?" I find time, and sometimes it's not a long conversation. Sometimes it's the light that's shining through. It's not even me. It's God shining on them. Look what the Bible says in verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. The Bible's telling us to go out and shine and tell people about His wonderful works. Verse 15, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Are we supposed to go out and show and brag on God to people? I don't know a lot of scriptures and I'm timid. If you're saved by the grace of God, you've got something inside of you that you can brag about. I don't know, but when I was a kid and I got some special gifts at Christmas or whatever it was, I went out and bragged on. I've got something a lot better than anything somebody could give me in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to go out and brag on Him. I want people to know what I got. Because it's available to them. 21, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Notice He's taking... You need to take it out and tell them. 22, and let them sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare the works with rejoicing. I got a sacrifice and now I've got to declare how good He is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His wonderful works to the children of men. I don't know how much you've been bragging on God. I don't know if you've left God, you use you in a mighty way. I'm hoping tonight that I can just stir your heart a little bit. Look over in Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." Yes. Look what it says. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Yes. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Well, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. How about let the church, Camden Baptist Church, let them say, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. In whatever situation you're in, no matter what you're going through. Oh Lord, you're so good to me. Oh God. He says, let Israel and let the house of Aaron, let them that fear the Lord. And I'm trying to stir the Camden Baptist Church. Let them go out and say, hey, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Yeah. And ever and ever and ever. And it's available to you. You got a revival coming up. Preacher's all excited about it. He's telling you about what it's going to cost and all this stuff and the burden that he has on his heart for revival. You know what would really be good? If each and every one of us in here would set in our heart that we're going to bring a guest to that revival. Amen. Oh, man. You can pray for the revival. Let's put feet on that. You can pray. And I can assure you, if you come to the revival, God's going to help you. You're going to get some help. But you know what would be a real blessing? If you let the light of the Lord shine in this world enough that you could bring a guest to the revival. Wouldn't it make a difference? You'd enjoy the revival a lot more, I'll tell you that. Knowing that you brought somebody that you shined your light on to the revival meeting. And it doesn't matter if they're lost or saved. Bring them to church. They could use the revival just as much as you. I appreciate, some people say, well, the revival's for the church. Well, the revival's for the world. It's here to revive us and to revive the world. Get people in. Get them saved. The best thing that could come out of that revival is for souls to get saved. Your preacher preaches enough to you every week that you ought to stay revived. You got a good pastor. He preaches the book. He knows the book. He loves you. He's trying to encourage you. What I'm trying to tell you is he can't do everything. He can't go everywhere. You can. God says you're the one. Let the redeemed say so. You're the redeemed. Amen. Let's just get out there and get them to come in. I'm thankful tonight. You say, well, what do we got to be thankful for? Preacher, do you have a walk around mic? You know, a mic that don't have a cord on, whatever they're called. Amen. We're going to use it. I'm going to give you a couple of things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for a Savior that loves me. I'm thankful for a Spirit that won't leave me. No, leave me. Never leave you nor forsake you. I'm thankful for the Scriptures. I'm thankful for my salvation. I can't lose it. Hallelujah. I was up witnessing to some Mennonites and Amish people up there in Pennsylvania. And they believe pretty close where we're at. They believe the King James Bible. They believe you need to get saved. But they believe you can lose your salvation. I got to talking to them one time. I said, well, who's judging now? Did you have to get saved again today, or are you still saved? Or, well, I haven't done it. I say, well, the Bible says he that has no sins a liar, and the truth's not in him. I said, I'm afraid I sin. I don't like to brag about it, but I mean, there's some things in the Bible that it don't take much. But who's the judge of how much you sin? Well, if you do it continuously, I said, where is that written at in here? I'm glad I have a salvation that I can't lose. I'm glad I've been adopted in and I can't get out. I'm glad that He's the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm glad that I've accepted it. Thankful for His sanctuary. I'm thankful for the church. Amen. Aren't you glad you're in church tonight? I'm thankful for an altar to be able to pray. I'm glad that the veil was rent and I can come directly to the throne of God and pray. I'm just thankful. I can just go and have commune with Him. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
That's the next most neglected thing is the altar. You say, well, I can pray in my seat. Watch what God does when you humble yourself on your knees. I've been praying and asking God to help me to get a message. I've been praying and I'm all by myself. Nobody's looking around. And I come to realize how I can really get a hold of Him. And that's when I get down on my knees. And oftentimes, I'm just spread out on the floor praying to God. Do you think He doesn't get, you don't get His attention a little bit more whenever you get serious and humble yourself before an Almighty God? I'm not talking about in front of people. When I go to the altar, I'm not going with you in mind or you. I'm going with Him in mind. And when I go to the Lord for prayer, I'm going seriously for prayer, and I want to get His attention, and I'll do everything I can to try to get His attention. Don't you think that your grandchildren do a lot better whenever they come to you and love on you and let them fall down? And, I mean, hey, Pop, can I have? Boy, what a difference whenever they come and start loving on Him. I'm thankful for a wife that God's given me. Oh, I don't want to say too much. She's here tonight, but he sure has given me a good wife. Yeah, I know she does. He's given me a good helpmate. If you have a good wife or a good husband, you ought to be thanking the Lord for it. There's some bad ones out there. You ought to just go ahead and thank the Lord. I'm not telling you it's all peaches and cream. I'm not saying that at all. I'm talking about if you have a good husband or a good wife, you ought to be thanking God.
Amen.
I'm talking about seriously thanking Him. I'm thankful for what's to come. I got a new body looking for me. I got a new home. I got an everlasting life. I'm thankful tonight. Now, I'd like to do something. And preacher, is this okay? I'm going to do it anyhow. All you can do is say, don't come back. I'm coming back anyhow. I don't want a long, drawn out. I just want you to say one thing that you're thankful for.
My parents.
That I found my way back to a King James. That He's been with me all my life.
Amen.
To God be the glory. He saved my soul and wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Praise His holy name.
I'm thankful for the Lord for forgiving me of 50 years of wretchedness.
Amen. He can do it, can't he?
He can do it.
He will do it.
I'm most thankful for my salvation.
I'm thankful for the fact that long before I knew Him, long before I knew Him, He knew me.
Amen.
Amen.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for His grace.
I'm thankful for that He paid a debt that I couldn't pay.
Family.
Amen. She ain't gonna do it, is she?
Thankful for the Lord's long suffering. I was saved at 68. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. What a blessing.
Thankful for my family.
You want to say what you're thankful for?
Yeah.
What you thankful for?
Thank
you.
His faithfulness.
Amen.
His mercy.
Hallelujah. For the sake of time, let me just ask this question. Is there anyone in here that can't say they're thankful for something? Put your hand up. Anybody in here? Now, if I took this mic and went around, could each and every one of you say what you're thankful for? Could you do that? I mean, most everybody. Couldn't you do that? Well, let me ask you a question then.
Amen.
Why is it so hard for us to go out in the world and tell them how thankful we are? If you can do it in here in front of people with a microphone, if we had time, I'd go around. In fact, if you got something you want to say you're thankful for right now, put your hand on. We'll bring you this thing to you. It's overcoming. It's your time. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His promises.
His promises. Any more? Yeah, just shout it out. That'd be a lot easier. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for a godly husband.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, son. I know what she's thankful for. She already told me this morning.
I am thankful for my salvation, and I am thankful for my pastor and my church.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
His mercies are renewed daily.
Amen. Any up here on the second floor? Man, I didn't even know we had a balcony in this church. Y'all growing.
Family.
Amen. Y'all get the idea. Did you say you were sister?
I'm thankful for Josie.
I love her.
Let me just ask you. Do we have an excuse not to go out and be thankful to the world?
Oh, you're right.
Do we have an excuse not to let our light shine? There is no excuse. And if we really set our heart to it and decided that's going to be my conversation, it's just to the world. It's to praise God, lift Him up, and watch what people will start doing if you do that. I think I've said it. I always answer the phone. Somebody says, "Hi, how you doing?" My answer is always, "I'm shouting the victory." And a lot of people look at you and go, "What?" They're expecting you to say, "Oh, I'm fine. I'm okay." No, I am. And I'm shouting the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it starts a conversation. You can use whatever you want to start a conversation. You don't have to use anything. You just start bragging on God and thanking Him. "Man, I'm saved. Praise God. By the grace and the mercy of God, I got saved." Church, we look around and we get so discouraged looking at the world and looking where it's at. I hope they don't look at you and get discouraged.
Amen.
I have a pastor friend that he got so defeated over the last election that he couldn't preach. He was just defeated. But it can happen. We can get defeated. We can get discouraged. But the Bible says in all things give thanks. Praise the Lord for the presence that we have. Oh, that's hard to say. I'm going to praise Him anyhow. I'm going to thank Him anyhow. I'm thankful for where I'm headed.
Amen.
If I go over there in Revelation, it tells us what all we have in store for us and where we're going. If you can't get excited, if there's something wrong with your salvation. I'm not saying we all don't have a bad day. I'm not saying that at all. But in general, as a Christian, we ought to be up and at it. We ought to be bragging on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ought to be doing what we can to lighten this world. Ye are the light of the world. We're going to sing a song. Come on, Mama.